Well, they used to call it Sweethearts. That was way on back. That's my sweetheart, or that's his sweetheart, or like that. Now it's your girlfriend or boyfriend, don't you see? Mm-hmm. But it was straight Sweetheart, mm-hmm. when I can first remember.
Do you ever remember any names for, say, if a boy came in with lipstick on his collar or something? What would you call that?
Well, now that's a late thing, too. Mm-hmm. That ain't many years old. They said he'd been smooching.
Mm-hmm.
Smooching.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever hear other names for that?
No, I don't believe I ever did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it never would do for a man to come in, a married man to come in with no lipstick.
That's true.
If he was married, he'd better not come in with no lipstick on his collar.
If a man died, would there ever be a kind of slang way of saying, you might say that old skin flint finally, would you?
No, not much, not enough that I could give any real answer on that. And fact to the business, most everybody, if they ever did, it didn't matter what it was. Mm-hmm. If a man died, it didn't matter how. It didn't matter how, what kind of man he was.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody that you met was trying to say something good about him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know why that was.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got to being, now this, that got to coming out, oh well, yeah, says old. Says if you want a man to be a good one, says just let him die, and says, you know, everybody. Well, which that was nice of people. It didn't matter who he was and how sorry he was.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody tried to say something good about him. Now that's how the way I live in right here.
Mm-hmm.
You sure couldn't get nobody saying about dirty about him. Mm-hmm. Angry guy.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a man at a wedding that stands up with the groom?
That's the best man, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of different, and a girl that might stand up with the bride, or some of the girls that might be around the bride when she gets married?
Well, there's several of these girls, there's a bride, but I don't know which one comes ahead of the other. Mm-hmm. I ain't ever been around enough of them, bridesmaid and flower girls and the, well, there's so many different. In fact, business, I got where I didn't even know how to act when I went to a wedding. I quit going to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got changing up so much.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, they said they had a big wedding last night at that grand boy of mine. They called me, took them out this morning to tell me all about it.
Mm-hmm.
They called me on the phone to tell me what a fine wedding they had.
Uh-huh.
But see, I wasn't used to all that. You see, when I got married, you know how I got married?
Uh-huh.
Sitting in the car. I was supposed to have been on the right side, and
mm-hmm.
but you know, instead we was on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
And there was me and my wife and a girlfriend, a friend that was with us.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't even know where we was going.
Mm-hmm.
We slipped home.
Mm-hmm.
We went to church that day, and but I kind of eased around and picked around and found out the preacher was going home.
Mm-hmm.
When he left the church, and the preacher lived down here just on the county line between here and Donaldsonville, right there near the Donaldsonville.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the preacher lived. So we come out to one of the old neighbors mm-hmm. and eat dinner. A
mm-hmm.
bunch went out, a little big crowd went out and eat dinner. We went out there. And it rained all the old evening, started raining by the time we eat dinner.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we got on and we pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
This girl didn't know a thing in the world. Every now and then, he said, "Where are we going this way?
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going? Where are you all? Where are we going?
Uh-huh.
We'd maybe go to Donville before we stop."
Mm-hmm.